fight and he's a champion.
It's very dangerous, difficult.
I want a more action, good fight. This is a once-in-a-lifetime fight.
24/7 Pacquiao Cotto. Saturday nights, only on HBO.
Home of the Atlanta Hawks.
Three-pointer good!
Home of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets.
The Diesel!
WQXI Atlanta.
94.1 FM on HD3. A big league broadcasting company.
High school recruiting has become a religion in Georgia.
And for the next 2 hours,
get ready to know everything about where your favorite player may be going
or how your college team is doing.
It's time for Score Atlanta's official visit, Atlanta's only high school recruiting show.
We are back and better than ever on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. I, of course, am Scott, the self-proclaimed Brain Janovitz, joined as always by Doc Proc Fletcher Proctor. Another great show planned for everyone out there. Of course, we missed last week. Unfortunately, I was under the weather, but we are back. And like I said, better than ever.
I wasn't going to do this show without you, Scott.
I know.
I wasn't going to do it without you.
It'd be too hard. You'd have a lot to live up to. You'd have a lot
of. You know what
shoulders.
It would be like? It would be like an imitation of this show.
Shaq without Kobe.
Which wouldn't be as good. If someone tried to do a show like this without you and me, it'd just
be like Shaq
be
without Kobe. I'm Kobe, you're Shaq. I'd give
too.
You Shaq because you're a little bit bigger than I am. Anyway, so
I went a ring first.
Great show. Speaking of basketball, opening night. You excited for that?
Opening night.
There's no sport I enjoy more than the NBA. And at the end
there's
of
no
our show,
sport I enjoy more than high school recruiting.
Well, we're going to spend the entire show talking high school recruiting. But at the end of this show, we're going to give our predictions for Florida, Georgia, as well as the Hawks season. We just have to do it because I'm an NBA diehard fan. So we're going to do that at the end of the show. But during the show,
the best recruiting show
in
the city,
two great guests coming on. Lowndes tackle/guard. We'll find out where he's going to play. But Ed Christian will be joining us at 8:50. The newest member of the Auburn Tigers 2010 recruiting class. And at 9:20, frostproof defensive back, Georgia commitment, Nickel Roby will come on, talk to us, clear up all that is going on in his recruitment. Of course, he was wavering no more than a week ago. He has since come out and said he's solidly in the Georgia Bulldog corner. But
I'm interested to ask him, you know, what's up with that?
Yeah, we're also going to talk for the first time in a little while because it hasn't been relevant, and it's, you know, still not quite as relevant as high school football and high school recruiting, but we're going to talk college basketball recruiting or high school basketball recruiting, whichever.
Hey, basketball's getting ready to tip off, if you will, so that's what we're going to shift our focus to.
We're going to go over which players we think coming in to Georgia and Georgia Tech will make an impact early on, and also look at some of the players they're looking to recruit for their classes of 2010.
And that's what Big B's top 10 list is all about.
There you go. We'll get to that in a minute. But getting back to what's happened over the last, we're going to do a 2-week update, Fletcher, since we've been gone. But a little over a week ago, Westlake cornerback Eric Simmons made a big decision. In fact, it was 2 weeks ago Wednesday, and he gave the Kentucky Wildcats his verbal pledge. He's the third player from the state of Georgia to commit to Kentucky in this class. Of course, LaGrange kicker Joe Monsieur,
who had a 59-yard kick the other day for LaGrange. How about that, breaking his record of 53 yards?
Of course, kickers are not quite as important as some of the other positions, or at least they're not thought to be.
Guy kicked it 59 yards.
What I was going to say is, according to Scout, he's a top 5 player in this state. I've never understood that ranking, but it's true. Raymond Sanders, who I know you love. We're going to talk a little bit more about him later in the show.
The guy only busted off 232 yards and 3 touchdowns against Union Grove the other day.
I know. He's
53 yards, 45 yards. This guy is rising quickly on the Fletcher Proctor.
I know
top
you watched his game against MLK and Mac Brown.
Oh, he put Mac Brown
2 weeks
to
ago.
Shame.
And we can talk about that a
to
little
shame.
Bit too.
You know been, why? Because
I happen to disagree. He had a little bit better of a team, especially a line, MLK's line. Hopefully none of their linemen
are listening to this show. You know what Raymond Sanders did? He let his talking go on the field.
I agree with you on that.
Not before the game, during the game, and after the game.
Mac Brown might want to settle down there on the commitment front. I mean, on the prediction front. Anyway, moving on. It was not too long ago, I believe 3 weeks ago, that Lane Kiffin declared an all-out recruiting war on the state of Georgia, and it didn't take him long to deliver on those words. He got a commitment last week from Gainesville linebacker A.J. Johnson. Good player. Really? The guy's a junior
they've just been able to offer for like 3 weeks now. And Mark Richt and Georgia are still deciding who they want to offer. Oh, you can credit this as a victory.
The kid came out and said, I committed to Tennessee because they were the first to offer me.
Yeah.
Had Georgia been the first?
Let's just see and then how long he sticks with Tennessee.
Well, then he went on to and admitted that had Georgia been the first to offer him, he would have taken them up on the
offer.
Let's
just put this out there. Yeah. If Mark Richt decides to offer this kid, I bet he flops.
I'm in total agreement. And he's a really good prospect. 6'3", 225, lacks the elite speed of an outside linebacker, but is big, quick, good run stuffer, and I think he projects extremely well to that middle linebacker position on the college level. Other big news surrounding a Gainesville recruit, Fletcher, senior wide receiver Tyler Jones changed his commitment from Stanford, where he had been committed for, since early summer, and now is going to Notre Dame. I actually had a feeling this would happen.
Harbaugh's purely, not too happy about
yeah.
that.
Oh, he was really, I mean, if you, yeah, read the quotes, talk to Tyler. He was upset.
I read some of the Stanford recruiting boards out there. Believe it or not, there are boards out there that talk about Stanford Cardinal recruiting. He was not happy at all, but they're still trying to get him out on an official visit. Why? Because they think Jones might flop back to Stanford. And to be honest, if I'm Harbaugh, I'd send him an airplane ticket right there to get him back out there because this kid's shown that he's not exactly going to stick to his word.
He has a visit scheduled for November 7th, but he's in the process of apparently canceling that visit. Again, November 7th. We'll see if he goes. If he does, that'll certainly be telling. I still think he's Notre Dame's to lose. He's been there a couple times, most recently 2 weeks ago. Had just an exceptional time. And if you're interested in that school at all, a visit there has to be impressive because, of course, the tradition and just the beauty of that area is pretty impressive. Moving on, we already mentioned it. Lowndes offensive lineman Ed Christian settled on his second school. Of course, he was committed to Florida State for a long, long time. That area, especially Lowndes High School, is kind of a breeding ground for future Seminoles. And he decided he committed too early. Yeah, I guess is what it came down to. I think the off the field problems.
I would be scared of that off the field. Yeah, well, right. What you just saying.
And we'll ask him about that too. According to him, he just committed too early. Florida State was still in the running, even when he kind of limited or narrowed his list down after decommitting. But we talked about it a week ago or 2 weeks ago. We both said it's Auburn all the way for him, and it still looks
like
to be that
psychic.
Way.
That's why we're the best.
Finishing up real quick, bad news for Georgia.
Good news.
Garrison Smith was in Alabama this week, and a lot of Georgia fans were really, really nervous about that. He came out and said, forget it. I had a free weekend, nothing to do. A friend of mine was going to Alabama, and I said, what the heck? But for the bad news,
it's for the second straight year, a big-time linebacker, offensive lineman recruit blows out a knee, although I guess last year it wasn't a blown knee for Austin Long. It was back surgery. But Brent Benedict out of Bowles down in Florida.
Arguably their best recruit.
Yeah,
ACL, PCL, apparently his hamstring and his meniscus. The craziest part of it is there was no contact on the play. Apparently he was running downfield
to
celebrating
a touchdown from his teammate.
Apparently it just was like his dad said it was like, or his coach said it was like a sniper hit him. Just fell to the ground in agony, and he's out.
And you know what
12 to 18 months. Of course, Brandon Burroughs, the Walton defensive end slash running back, is also out for the year and a Georgia commitment with an ACL injury.
And there's a rumor going around that SEC crew that were at the Georgia-LSU game actually flagged Benedict for falling on the ground, blowing out his ACL for excessive celebration.
Hey, who knows?
They said, hey, you celebrated so hard you blew your knee out. That's got to be excessive.
Nothing went right. Apparently nothing went right for him that night, but it's a significant injury, and of course Georgia will still honor, much like Burroughs, will still honor the commitment. He will be there, but he will absolutely redshirt. We do have to get to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things we've seen on the gridiron over the last 2 weeks. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Score Atlanta is the ATL's only football plus sports paper. It's available at all Metro, Quick Trips, Kroger's, and Blockbusters.
Joe Peachtree, the FFL guru guys, and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Mr. College Football, Tony Barnhart. They all blog at 790thezone.com.
It's here, Atlanta. Sprint introduces the first and only wireless 4G network from a national carrier with speeds up to 10 times faster than 3G, faster than anything wireless available from AT&T or Verizon. Right now, a woman in a cab is streaming a video conference call on her laptop with no delays.
Step on it, please.
Well, almost. Now she's downloading a huge presentation. She'll complete the download now, leaving her plenty of time to play her favorite online game.
Go, go, go!
Get a free 3G, 4G device to enjoy 4G speeds here in Atlanta and 3G nationwide. Go to Sprint.com/4G, a Sprint store, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Welcome to the Now Network. Up to 10 times faster claim based on download speed comparison of 3G 600 kilobits per second versus 4G 6 megabits per second. Actual speeds may vary. 4G coverage available in limited areas. Offer ends 1-9-10. Business accounts only. Excludes taxes. Subject to two-year agreement. $36 activation fee. $200 early termination fee. Credit approval and deposit. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com/4G for details.
Hey, it's Stakey, and I've been working with Solomon Brothers for almost a decade. I've never seen anything like what's coming. As a matter of fact, I've never seen any store do anything like this. Here's the deal. If you love football and you love free stuff, you'll love this. November 12th, 13th, and 14th, go to Solomon Brothers and purchase anything over $500. I don't care if it's a $10,000 diamond engagement ring. Bottom line is, for the Georgia-Georgia Tech game, it's a kick return to return your money. What does it mean? If Georgia or Georgia Tech, the opening kickoff of the first half or the opening kickoff of the second half, back for a touchdown, you get all your money back. I'm talking about all of it. All you need is a kick return. It's kick return to return your money. It's great for Georgia-Georgia Tech rivalry and great for you. Hey, they got the best prices anyway. And now the bottom line is a promotion that's unlike any other. Opening kickoff of the first or second half, you get all your money back. As it is, you should be shopping for the holidays anyway. All your money back, not including the sales tax, courtesy of the kick return to return your money. It's happening one place in one store. Right in the heart of Buckhead. 17th Floor Tower Place. Solomon Brothers in Buckhead.
Ever wonder what people do on their computers in a coffee shop? Well, I bet they're getting state minimum coverage from Safe Auto. This guy here, he's getting a free quote. And she's filling out all the paperwork online. She'll be covered in under 10 minutes.
Woohoo!
Obviously, that guy just saved a ton with Safe Auto. And with the price of coffee these days, you gotta save somewhere. You gotta have coverage. You wanna save money. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO or visit safeauto.com and do both.
Play it safe, Safe Auto.
So you just started blogging. That's good. No, that's great. Because with AT&T High-Speed Internet Direct, you can access your home internet at thousands of hotspots nationwide with no home phone required, which means you can blog about more than what's going on in your living room.
I'm going to go to the park.
Like how you just ran into your ex-boyfriend in the park.
Hey, baby.
Oh, hey, Brad.
Or how you're making a mistake by having coffee with him right now.
Brad.
Yep.
You're slurping.
So?
Check, please.
Are we going Dutch?
Or how you're amazed he convinced you to go away with him this weekend.
Babe, we belong together.
Really?
Or how he just checked out another girl on the beach, and you're remembering why you broke up in the first place.
What are you looking at?
What, the hermit crab.
That hermit crab next to that hot girl?
I didn't put it there.
Creep.
AT&T gives you internet access at home and on the go with no home phone required for only $19.95 per month. Call 1-800-PICK-ATT. Go to att.com/internet or visit an AT&T store today. AT&T, your world delivered.
Taxes, excessive usage, and other charges may apply. Wi-Fi enabled device required. See attwifi.com for additional services, details, and locations.
The Hot Morning Show.
Mayhem in the AM.
I really like what's happening Wednesday morning on Mayhem. We're live at Stats Downtown getting ready for Hawks opening night. Terry Bowden, though, at 7:40, and Michael Strahan at 9:40. Big Wednesday on Mayhem.
The Hot Morning Show.
Morning 6 to 11.
Hot Morning Show.
On 790 The Zone.
We are back on a rainy evening in Atlanta here at 790 The Zone. You are listening, of course, to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. We were the very first all-recruiting radio show in the South. Makes us the best in the business. No, it doesn't anymore. Anyway, my name, Scott, the Brain Janovitz, joined as always by Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor. Fletcher, we missed an update in the last segment. It's about a week or two old, but you think it's important. I agree.
Well, it's a guy who is the quarterback of the number one team in classification 3A, Blake Sims, the quarterback of the Red Elephants of Gainesville High School. He's a guy that committed early to Alabama, which was a bit surprising because he's a family friend of head coach Mark Richt of the Georgia Bulldogs. He's a guy that, I guess, growing up always thought he would be a dog. The coach of the high school thought he'd be a dog. And when he committed to Nick Saban, it's a bit surprising. Georgia came in with the offer. And now Mark Richt, I guess, is putting on the full court press.
They haven't given up.
You know, they're going after. They've requested a meeting. And I believe the head coach said, hey, they'll get that meeting.
Right.
So,
and
we'll
can't, you cannot have too many players with that kind of talent, right? But my one question is, where would he play? I mean, they've recruited the cornerback position quite well. this year specifically.
I mean, just put him in athlete.
They got a lot of receivers.
Figure out
now.
When he gets
right.
on there.
Right. He plays too many Blake Sims.
He plays defensive back also for the Gainesville Red Elephants, so maybe he's a guy that comes in there and plays a little safety.
Absolutely dynamic athlete. Plus, maybe they'll start getting a little wildcat-ish. Play him in that role. Anyway, moving on. Fletcher and I are out every Friday night watching high school football, as we should.
We are.
If we're going to be going to call ourselves recruiting experts, we should at least be watching the game itself. We have been somewhere every week. Of course, we didn't do a show last week, so I like to update our listeners on what we saw.
Well, we're out there with Georgia Public Broadcasting, gpb.org/football, doing a game every Friday night.
Game of the week every Friday night. What's our Tucker Southwest Decab this Friday night? So visit gpb.org/football if you want to watch live internet television.
It's great. It's great. You've got that.
Should be a great
game. And you can always go to there to watch the archive games. But a couple weeks ago, a few weeks back, we were at the Peachtree Ridge taking on the Collins Hill Eagles, if you will.
And there were...
And Charles Perkins going up against Bradley Roby.
Right.
That's
two
at least
big recruits.
That's what we were billing it as, with Charles Perkins, obviously the Georgia Tech running back commitment, who is just tearing it up for Collins Hill. Didn't have that great of a game, and Bradley
Roby.
What did you think of
Perkins? I thought it was hard to tell.
I was impressed with Perkins in the fact that, you know, he was able to catch, you know, some screen passes and do some things with them. I loved when he got his only touchdown of the game. He broke a tackle, actually broke the tackle of Bradley Roby, who's going to Vanderbilt, play a little wide receiver, play a little kick return, punt return, some safety as well for them. But Charles Perkins, he ran well. You can tell he doesn't have a very good offensive line, and you can tell that he is their offense. When he is shut down, like Peachtree Ridge is able to shut him down, you know, they did as well last year, 21 yards for 13 carries. He had about 56, 57 yards this time with a score. You know, if teams game plan around him, and the good teams can, they can shut him down. But when he has talent to match his talent around him, blocking for him, he's going to be great for the Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I mean, he's leading Gwinnett County in rushing, so it leads you to believe he's either playing against weak competition. Peachtree Ridge was either dominant or his offensive line is mediocre. Because,
well, I mean, you
because
take
he had no, regardless of how good he is, he had no opportunity to show his skill.
Well, this past
he was
week,
followed up yeah. on every run.
This past week against Mill Creek, they won 35-0. He had 107 yards, two touchdowns.
Two touchdowns. Right.
So, I mean, the guy is very talented. He's going to step right in for Jonathan Dwyer, in my opinion. And on the other side, Bradley Roby.
Well, I was going to say one more thing. Perkins, okay. The one thing I saw from him is he is physical. He has the ability to break tackles. He's a physical runner.
I don't think he's going to run away from anybody.
Right, right. But he's a very physical uphill runner. But Roby, you were going to say.
Bradley Roby, on the other hand, he's a guy that when he gets his hands on the ball, he's dangerous. He nearly took a punt back the distance.
Amazing.
The rest of the night, they were punting away from him, not letting him even get a chance to return. But put the ball in his hands on a reverse. Throw him the ball. Get him. You know, he can even take an interception back to the house. The other day, they beat South Forsyth to the Peachtree Ridge Lions, and he caught the game-winning 22-yard touchdown pass. So this guy, just get the ball in his hands any way you can and step back.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I noticed. He's not – at this point, he's not a punt returner. That's where they put him. They played him a lot as their main – he's their featured return guy, both on kicks and punts. And like you said, when he gets the ball, he's amazing. And we saw, like you said, a great punt return from him. However, he has no idea when to come up and catch the ball. Fair catch. I mean, he had five punts that he let drop.
He's got to run to the ball.
He is explosive with the ball in his hands. And listen, at the receiver position, he doesn't need to worry about fair catching balls. He's a great get, in my opinion, for Vanderbilt, as are a lot of the recruits. They have, eight from this state alone, nine maybe, this year.
And they've got
he's
a guy.
One of them. I'm shocked that he didn't get – I'm not knocking Vanderbilt. But he is that kid is a stud.
Well, another kid, Jonathan Krause from South Gwinnett's headed out
another
to Vanderbilt
receiver.
As well. Both of those guys, Vanderbilt and Bobby Johnson, they know what they're doing when they're targeting Gwinnett County wide receivers.
Real quick, you got your first chance. I think it was your first chance to see Hudson Mason this last week.
That's what I was going to transition to. Thanks for that. 227 yards, four touchdowns in the first half for Hudson Mason. Just unbelievable. The guy, you know, he can make the NFL throws. Forget just NCAA Division I throws. He can make the NFL throws. There was one that he threaded the needle in between two guys on a 33-yard touchdown pass in the first half. Shoot, in the second half, the way he was able to move around, buy some time, and drop a ball into the running back's hands, just kind of, and just right in there, if you will, it was amazing. The guy has all the throws in his arsenal, finished with five touchdowns, 307 yards as they win by two scores, 42-28. They beat Walton last week.
Yeah, a decent Walton team, and you said it, his ability to move around in the pocket, I mean, I hate to make the comparison because I talked to a coach a couple years ago who compared their running back to it was Carlton Thomas's coach, in fact, compared him to Charles Ward. And it's like, come on. Yeah, I mean, he's great running back. Great. He isn't Charles Ward. What I'm about to
My
do the same
that play
thing.
Partner?
What I'm about to, Charlie Ward. I'm about to do the same thing. He reminds me, Hudson Mason reminds me of Ben Roethlisberger. Obviously, he's not Ben, in his ability to buy time in the pocket. Yeah. He doesn't run to gain yards. His ability to avoid the pass rush, to keep the play alive and find the open man. I mean, he did it 5-6 times.
That's
and
a
was
good
connecting
comparison.
On 30 to 40-yard passes every time. I mean, he is a tremendous player, and he has no offers, no significant offers. And it begs the question, why? I talked to his coach, Chip Lindsey, at length a couple weeks ago, and it's arm strength.
Is he a product of that system? Yes, he is. But what system is he running?
Spread.
The spread, which is what half the colleges out there, if not more, are running these days. It's incredible.
Yeah, real quick, before we get to another commercial break, Lane Kiffin made headlines again for this helicopter thing. What'd you think, real quickly? Joe,
who's he impressing? Yeah. Is that impressive, riding in a helicopter?
No, it's a waste of money. That's
I don't get that. And you know what else? Gene Chizik at Auburn riding around in a limo? I'm sorry.
It's this whole notion of
I went to several proms, in which case I was inside of a limo. Okay, if I'm a high schooler, I'm not impressed by the limo. I'm not impressed by the helicopter. You know why? Because the helicopter was about the size of my Honda Civic, if that.
Sell substance.
It's so small.
Sell substance, not gadgets. And
you know what you just sell? Going for it when you have 1st and 10 from the 44 with a timeout
sell
left
your
in 30 seconds.
Sell your
again.
Football program. You know, not anyway. Your money. Anyway, we got to get to another commercial break. When we come back, we'll do our famous top 10 list. This week, we're going to go over the top 10 senior basketball recruits in the state of Georgia. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Score Atlanta and 790 The Zone team up to broadcast a high school football game every Friday night. That's right. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com.
Football is about controlling that anger, harnessing that aggression into a team effort.
Some call him the best play-by-play voice in America. We call him ours.
Westburn, the voice of the Jackets and Falcons.
Son, what a grab!
Plays here all season long.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. Football lives here.
I'm a Verizon Wireless small business specialist, and I solve problems. Last week, two brothers walk into our store. They run a landscaping company.
I need to keep track of employees.
I need to stay connected to clients.
Yeah, and we need it all on the go.
Mm-hmm.
So I suggested they both get a BlackBerry smartphone. You can go online, check email, and get directions. And right now, the second one is free.
Now we get more jobs done faster.
With our new BlackBerry Tours.
And our landscaping company
is really blooming.
Good line.
Now at Verizon Wireless, get a BlackBerry at our lowest prices ever. Plus, get a second of equal or lesser value free. BlackBerry runs better on America's largest and most reliable 3G network. Visit any communication store or call 1-800-BZW4BIZ today. BlackBerry pricing between $39.99 and $149.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card. Each phone requires new 2-year activation on a voice plan with email feature or email plan. Early termination and other fees apply per phone. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Don't be fooled by other companies' $18.95 per month alarm systems. Those systems don't have live two-way voice security, which means you're not truly protected. Only with Alarm Force you get live two-way voice, installation, activation, and warranty all free for zero down and only $25 a month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Georgia's best choice for home security.
On an all-new 24-7, Manny Pacquiao and Miguel Cotto face off with Max Kellerman.
You won your first belt as a flyweight, and then you move up in every division and dominate. Now you're fighting someone who many consider the best welterweight in the world.
Miguel is a strong fighter. He's a good fighter. We're planning for a strategy that we can use in the fight.
Does it ever cross your mind, maybe this guy is too big?
Miguel... he's bigger than me, and you have to use your speed in the right way.
He has used his timing to offset speed. He also has maybe the most debilitating punch in boxing. How do you prepare to face him?
I'm a challenger here in this fight, and he's a champion. It's very dangerous, difficult. I want a more action, good fight. This is a once-in-a-lifetime fight.
24/7, Pacquiao Cotto. Saturday nights, only on HBO.
Welcome to Progressive.com, the auto insurance utopia.
Hi, what does this policy include?
Well, our policies have lots of free things like 24/7 live support, concierge claim service, and immediate response claim service, and it could save you hundreds.
Is this a dream?
No, rarely do dreams result in actual savings, but we do get that a lot. You could save hundreds. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Concierge claim center is not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the time of year when cobwebs need to be put up, not taken down. And parents everywhere do their best to make kids look their worst. But there's a way to turn it around in a day. Walgreens, where candy, costumes, and decorations are right down the street at prices that are anything but scary. Now at Walgreens, throw a Halloween party with 12 packs of Coke and Coke products, 4 for $10, and DiGiorno pizza, 2 for $10. Walgreens, there's a way to add a little spirit. Offer not valid in Hawaii and Alaska.
If you're in the position to buy, lease, or invest in commercial property, the first person you should call is a realtor. Whatever your commercial business need, a realtor is the informed resource and skilled negotiator you need to guide you through the process. Commercial members of the National Association of Realtors have expert knowledge of inventory, tenants, and opportunities. To find a commercial specialist in your community, visit commercialsource.com. Every market's different. Call a realtor today. Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This is the best shower cleaner ad ever. It takes place at Little Cafe, where Jane Zander's doing something unheard of. She's having lunch with a friend. How is this possible? Minutes ago, she pushed the button on her Scrubbing Bubbles automatic shower cleaner, and dual sprayers attack soap scum and mildew stains, even in hard-to-reach places, and kept her shower clean. So order another oolong tea, Jane Zander. This is your time. Absolutely. Grab Sunday's paper for a Scrubbing Bubbles automatic shower cleaner coupon.
We work hard, so you don't have to.
S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Pollock and Bell.
Today, live at Stats, we'll be talking about the Hawks, the first game of the season against the Indiana Pacers. Coach Rick's going to join us and talk to us about the cocktail party. And Timmy's going to come to work today and find out Rusty took his job.
Afternoons 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
Yeah, I love this song, Fletcher. Anyway, back and better than ever. Sports Radio, 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. I, of course, got the brain Janovitz. Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor here as always.
They call us classic. They call us the original. Except yeah, no imitations.
What are you talking about? Our all recruiting radio show. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
That's what we are. Of course, we have Big B in
around.
The studio. Big B is, he's been on, a 2 to 3 week hiatus, but he is back. Ready to
Thank
go.
Thank goodness.
And he's back with another top 10 list. This week, top 10 senior basketball recruits in the state of Georgia.
You know what he's been doing? He's been following the Falcons. He's been on the road.
Absolutely.
So that's
right.
Of course,
Big B is Score Atlanta's. Are you our Falcons beat writer?
Yeah. You can say that.
Yeah. We have two, essentially.
Yeah.
So Big B knows
he's
everything
following
about the Falcons.
Falcons.
Anyway, we're here to talk. We're actually basketball recruiting for
that's
a
right.
little bit. So without further ado, Big B, your top 10 high school senior basketball recruits in the state of Georgia.
All right. Kicking off the list at number 10, we got Devontae White out of Centennial. He's a 6 foot, 150-pound point guard, has great speed, and can run his team with great poise, and he has committed to Georgia State.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to have to bulk up a little bit, obviously.
Yeah.
When you're 6 feet,
150
nothing,
pounds. Yeah, we'll talk about it. There's another point guard on this
that
list.
That sounds kind of like Rudy. You're 6 foot, nothing. 150.
100 and nothing.
Oh, good call. I like
and you
that.
You hung in with the
best
Damn.
Basketball team in the land,
one of
the state.
One of the great scenes from that movie, by the way. Anyway, Fortune, great character. Number nine.
Number nine, Dante Williams out of Miller Grove, 6'9", 200 pounds. He's a forward. He doesn't have the offensive power list. He only averaged about 5.5 points per game last year, but he did average 7 rebounds per game and 3 block shots per game, and has gotten offers from Auburn, Georgia, and Georgia State.
Yeah, this kid is a – sorry to cut you off, Fletch – but this kid is a dominant shot blocker. Like you said, not a great offensive player, but you can tell if you've seen him play, has a very, very developed mid-range game. And to me, that says, hey, you got good touch, and you can then develop from that a better maybe back-to-the-basket game, short jumpers. But his kid's got a lot of potential.
Now, this was a guy, actually, that Brian, you and I got to
That's
see
right.
last year when we were doing the George Public Broadcasting for the basketball. And this kid, I remember him. He was such a beast.
It was amazing to watch him. Absolutely.
Coming really good player, number eight.
Oh, yeah, number eight. Marcus Thornton out of Westlake. He's a forward, 6'7", 215. You know, obviously he has good size. He can dominate in the paint and can also shoot the perimeter shot as well. And he has committed to Clemson.
Yeah, talk about a beast. This kid is a beast. Just an absolute monster. Long, athletic, a great shot blocker. I think he actually has a developing mid-range game. Like you said, he can shoot the basketball. This kid, to me, is more about upside than anything, though. He's going to Clemson, and I think he's going to be. I think he's really going to be a good player for them for a long time. Well, for as long as he can.
Now, he's been on the job less than a year, but Mark Fox needs to realize these are the type of players that we need to lock up in the University of Georgia if they're going to turn things around. You cannot let players like this leave the state. Even though Clemson's right across the border, you cannot let these players leave the state.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about Georgia recruiting class here in a little bit. I was going to jump the gun, but number seven,
Gershon Cobb out of Columbia. He's a guard standing at 6'4", 170, averaged 20 points per game last year, and he's played mostly point guard, but also can play shooting guard. He has committed to Northwestern next year.
6'4", 170, wow. Really needs to put some weight on. But then again, these guys are high school players, so they'll hit the gym next season.
Yeah, he's a good player. Great get for Northwestern. Very good all-around scorer. Number six,
Rion Brown out of Liberty County. He's a guard standing at 6'5", 187, averaged 15 points per game last year, and along with 5 rebounds per game, and he has committed to Miami. He's one of two players from Liberty County, Iowa, on this list.
This kid needs to work on his ball skills a little bit, but is an incredible athlete. Went to Miami because he says, they need players now, and I want to play year one. Of course, it's a little easier to do in college basketball, but he's a great athlete and has a very good shot, too. So someone to watch out for in the ACC next year.
Jeremy Lamb from Norcross comes in at number 5. He's a guard, 6'4", 165. He wasn't a starter last year. He came off the bench and averaged 12.5 points per game off the bench, which is pretty impressive. But he caught people's eyes at the Nike Peach Jam, and for that, he's committed to UConn.
Now, I had a chance to – I covered Norcross for SCORE Atlanta last season, so I went to a couple of their games, talked to Coach Jesse McMillan out there. He said that Jeremy Lamb was going to be one he was very excited about. He was obviously a junior last year, rising senior. He said, this really can be his team. He had a couple of backcourt guys last season who were seniors who graduated, so now this really is Jeremy Lamb's team. Had a brother on the team last year, Zach, as well. So look for Jeremy to really take over, like you said, sixth man, but – this guy's going to be dynamic.
Yeah, he's a star, and he played behind Division I players, which is why he didn't get, huge minutes, but he scored nearly a point a minute. And like you said, Brian, he's just really, caught fire along the way.
Look for this guy to explode. I mean, maybe like 25 points a game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, he was scoring, like I said, a point a minute last year, so, and he's only better,
My second guy to come out of Liberty County is Jordan McCray. He's a guard, standing at 6'6", 180, has the ability to get in the paint, has improved his shot, improved his shooting, and has the ability to create his own shots, and he has committed to Tennessee.
Yeah, you said it. He's a monster when it comes to getting to the lane. Another skinny kid, but good potential for size at 6'6". This is a kid you talked about, Fletcher, someone that Georgia wanted big time. He and
some kids that can get lost in between a shuffle of Dennis Felton and Mark Fox, but now that Fox is on the job, he is really going to, I believe, make it his point to close the borders.
But you hate to lose him to Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Number three
is Trey Golden, Adam McEachern.
Mm. And where is he going?
he's going to Tennessee, of course. 6'1", 190, one of the best shooting point guards in the state, and he's just a bona fide playmaker. He's really has led that McEachern team to go into the playoffs. And even though they have one state, they're expecting them to do good things with Golden.
Well, he was a guy that was actually named by Rivals as one of the top 10 players for the class of 2010 as a sophomore, I believe. Right. He was one of the top ones, not just in the state, but in the entire country. So he originally committed to Ohio State, backed off that, opened it up. I thought Georgia would have a chance to get in there. But instead, once again, they lose him to Tennessee. That hurts because not only are you not getting him, but he's going to a division rival.
Right.
Not just a conference, but a division rival.
And this happened to be another primary focus of Fox's and George's recruiting efforts. He reminds me, if we're going to keep up with these professional comparisons, he reminds me a lot of maybe a poor man's Jameer Nelson. Stocky, very strong, good at taking contact, finishing at the hoop. Not a very good shooter, not a great passer at this point.
I'm going to disagree with you, Brian. I think this is really going to be his team this year. Last couple seasons, he's had other options. Really, he's going to be the one that controls the fate of McEachern this season.
And Brian, my favorite player on this list. Number two.
Number two, Ryan Harrow out of Walden. He's a guard, point guard, 5'11", 185. He's extremely fast. Can get into the paint really quick. He's a great scorer, and And that's led Walton Dean to the playoffs last year, and he has committed to NC State. He committed to NC State last year.
What is it with NC State and the state of Georgia? I mean, they just come down here and get all the
Lorenzo Brown was going to go there. Lorenzo Brown was going to go there. Of course, he didn't quite qualify, which shocks me to this day, but he'll be at Hargrave Military. You're right, though. They're doing a very good job of recruiting in this area. Ryan happens to be I've seen him play a number of times, both on the high school and AAU levels.
Even the Hendricks kid years back, right?
He is J.J. Hendricks? Absolutely. But Ryan Harrow is one of the most skilled players I've ever laid eyes on at the high school level. That kid, he is another kid who needs to gain weight. He is as skinny as you'll ever see. But he is an absolute monster with the ball. I mean, just an incredible player at everything, really. Other than his size, that kid is a star. He is going to be a dominant high school or college player.
Coming in at number one is Jalen Kendrick out of Wheeler, 6'6", 185. He can play guard and forward. He can get into the... He can play different positions. He's multidimensional. You know, he's listed as a shooting guard or a small forward, but he can play both of those positions at a high level. He's a great scorer, can get into the paint. He can do anything you ask him to do, and he's gotten offers from Miami, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Florida, Florida State, and Cincinnati. Those are just a handful of offers.
Yeah, I did the color commentary for GPB's 5A, Class 5A State Championship last year, and he was, you know, unfortunately missing from the game. Of course, he played for Westlake, but about midway through the season, quit, and has since transferred to Wheeler, only making them more dominant.
The rich get richer.
He is an like Brian said, a very versatile athlete, versatile player, very good at getting to the hole, needs to develop his shot, needs to get, like a lot of these kids, much, much, much heavier, very tall, long kid, very hard to defend because of that length, a lot like Tracy McGrady, if you want to make another professional comparison, needs to develop that shot. But like you said, a very dynamic athlete and someone with a ton of potential. We do have to get to another commercial break. We'll continue our discussion of Georgia high school basketball when we get back, though. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone, Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Every Friday night, Score Atlanta has the only real-time high school scoreboard for every football game in the state. This year, the scoreboard is available at AJC.com and ScoreATL.com. Coming soon, the basketball scoreboard.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready for some football?
Football. Troy Aikman, Tim Brando, and the best national coverage of college and pro football anywhere. We're your home for Sporting News Radio, 790 The Zone. Football lives here.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or no auto warranty coverage at all due to a decline in the economy and major car companies filing for bankruptcy. Automobile Coverage of America has announced a revolutionary low-cost vehicle coverage plan that is now available to the general public to save consumers thousands on auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for drivers to call for a free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number is 800-948-5000. Drivers who are covered by this auto protection will not have to pay for a covered repair bill again out of their own pocket. Now we pay the bill directly for you. This is the auto coverage that is sweeping across the nation. That's a fraction of the cost that dealerships are charging. Drivers who activate this auto warranty coverage today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and free car rental at no additional cost. The number to call is 800-948-5139. 800-948-5139. Again, that's 800-948-5139.
So you just started blogging. That's good. No, that's great. Because with AT&T High-Speed Internet Direct, you can access your home internet at thousands of hotspots nationwide with no home phone required, which means you can blog about more than what's going on in your living room.
I'm gonna go to the park.
Like how you just ran into your ex-boyfriend in the park.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Brad.
Or how you're making a mistake by having coffee with him right now.
Brad.
Yep.
You're slurping.
So?
Check, please.
Are we going Dutch?
Or how you're amazed he convinced you to go away with him this weekend.
Babe, we belong together.
Really?
Or how we just checked out another girl on the beach, and you're remembering why you broke up in the first place.
What are you looking at?
The hermit crab.
That hermit crab next to that hot girl?
I didn't put it there.
Creep.
AT&T gives you internet access at home and on the go with no home phone required for only $19.95 per month. Call 1-800-PICK-ATT. Go to att.com/internet or visit an AT&T store today. AT&T, your world delivered.
Taxes, excessive usage, and other charges may apply. Wi-Fi enabled device required. See attwifi.com for additional services, details, and locations.
Okay, football fans, your fantasy league pays you for knowing which players are going to score each week, but will they cough up $25,000? I didn't think so. But what if I told you there's a simple contest that does, and all All you have to do is predict the score of the Atlanta game. Each week, one lucky winner has the chance to go home with up to $25,000 towards a year's worth of mortgage. Sponsored by Equifax, the guys who provide your score and help to protect the power of your credit. Go to scorecontest.com to make your predictions. Hey, you could win big, and that's a fact, not fantasy. Go to scorecontest.com now.
Cavalia, a magical encounter between man and horse. The New York Times described it as a new fairy tale-like show from the imagination of a Cirque du Soleil founder. Larry King said, "It's the greatest show I have ever seen." Cavalia, finally in Atlanta, under the white big top at Atlantic Station. Tickets are on sale at 1-866-999-8111 and at cavalia.net.
High school football season is kicked off. The Touchdown Club of Atlanta promotes and recognizes the best student athletes in high school and college. Join the Touchdown Club of Atlanta, Fox 5 Sports, 790 The Zone, and Score Atlanta every Monday at Fox Sports Grill for an entertaining luncheon hosted by Fox 5 Sportscasters Ken, Buck, or Karen. Every week, a great ACC or SEC head coach will headline the luncheon, and high school athletes and head coaches will be awarded for their performance. For more information or for a listing of guest speakers, log on to touchdownatlanta.com.
Football lives here.
Here's Nesbitt coming on the opposite. Got the block. 30, 25, 20. And Nesbitt 10-5. Touchdown, Georgia Tech. And Josh Nesbitt scores standing in the south end zone.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 Zone, talking a little recruiting on Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. I, of course, Scott the Brain Janovich, joined as always by my trusty colleague, Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor, best in the business, in my opinion, at everything. Of course, Fletcher, we're talking high school basketball recruiting in the state of Georgia.
You know why? Because we can. Because that's what people care about.
I don't even know what that means. We're skilled, if that's what you mean. Anyway, well, let's start with Georgia Tech. Before we get to their 2010 recruiting efforts, let's talk a little bit, maybe rehash what they're bringing in, who they're bringing back. Of course, in terms of bringing back players, Ghani Lawal.
Big.
Is it Iman Shumpert?
That's where it starts and finishes right there,
yeah,
Ghani
Lawal. Pretty much it, right?
You bring back a potential lottery draft pick. He comes back.
But other than.
Boom.
Would you agree, other than him, they're pretty much, I mean.
Well. That might be a good thing.
What Shumpert was okay, but
what did they go 2-14 last year?
It's
in the
old
ACC?
Adage: if your team stunk the year before and you return a lot, is that a good or a bad thing? Right?
Yeah. I mean, you've got two good building blocks right there in Lawal and Shumpert. But what I'm excited about for Georgia Tech, because we are the official home of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, right here, Sports Radio 790 The Zone, where they actually play the games where they're the home of. Derek Favors, the number one player, not just in the state but in the nation by many accounts.
Of course, that's debatable, but.
Derek Favors is going to come in, maybe play a little center, maybe play a little power forward beside Ghani Lawal. And also, Mufon Udofia. He's a guy that's going to come in last year for Miller Grove, played well at the point guard position.
You're jumping the gun a little bit.
I'm just saying, these two guys are pretty darn talented.
Those are the ones you. Well, my next question was going to be, who do you think has an immediate impact?
Derek Favors.
Derek Favors, you obviously. I mean, you just.
One and done. He's a one and done.
He's a one and done guy.
He's going to dominate. 20-9. Guarantee it.
I don't know if he's going to dominate at the college level.
20-9.
I think that's. I mean, I'd say somewhere between 15, 17, and 9 is right.
20-9.
I think he's going to be a player. I'm not sure that what he brings to the table is necessarily going to make them a significantly better basketball team.
No, but he is going to put out.
He'll get his points, right? Because he's going to take his 20 shots a game.
Because he's trying to get that number one spot.
Right. What about Udofia? You think he's ready? He's 6'2", right? So we know he's got 180 pounds. We know he's got that size that if you're going to make an early impact.
He was so slick last year in the semifinals and the finals. You know, he's got a good outside shot, good at getting to the hole and passing the ball. Great defender, very under control. You know, this is just a guy that he's so good at incorporating others.
Right.
And when he needs to, he can take over a game, which is what you want from a point guard on the college basketball level.
Well, you said it. He does it all. He has a great shot, great at getting to the hole, great at finishing at the hole. But the thing that makes him ready to contribute as a true freshman on the college level is two things. One is ability to defend. That's always going to be
important. My God, the guy's arms are insane.
Absolutely a shutdown defender. I don't care how old or how young he is. He will be a shutdown defender next year.
Age doesn't matter when you're talking about defense.
Right.
In fact, the younger you are, the better, because that means you've got fresh legs.
Right. And the other thing, you said it again, is his ability to play under control, not turn it over, get the people who deserve the ball, the basketball, get those people involved. And he doesn't have to shoot. He doesn't have to go to the hole. He can play a very under control game. He can also run. So the kid can do it all. And for that reason, I think he's going to contribute. A guy who... people around this state who are in the know, who follow the high school, a player they don't necessarily love as much as a lot of the recruiting services do, is Glenn Rice. I happen to think he's ready. I think, and I'll tell you why. And I saw you roll your eyes and kind of cringe when I said that. So you're probably one, you know, another one of those people who just...
No, I'm agreeing with you. I think this guy's pretty talented.
The thing is, it's not just that. If you notice, players who come from basketball families, of course, Glenn Rice is the son of Glenn Rice.
I thought you were going to say Scottie Pippen.
No, but the kids who come from basketball families tend to make that transition easier. They know the game. They're better prepared. They are. Their examples are all over the place. The Thompsons, the Thompsons.
That's why Michael Jordan's kids are doing so well.
No, but if they're good, it works. Michael Jordan's kids were never top prospects. You know, the Currys are examples. Torian Green at Florida is a great example. What's his name from Temple? There are a lot of.
You need to know your examples.
I can't think of his name. But there are a lot of examples. It's true. Kids usually the kids who come from basketball families.
Glenn Rice. I mean, we had a chance to watch him last year. You know, up in Cobb County, play. He's just a good player. He's a solid player.
Crafty.
He's not going to light the world on fire. He's not going to shoot the lights out like his dad did.
Not a great athlete.
You know, he's going to get some points. He's going to help you out. He's going to do the little things. He's going to be a great role player for the Yellow Jackets.
And he's really skilled. He's really skilled, and he knows how to get his shot off. And to me, at the college level, that's key because there aren't a lot of players who can do that. What about Daniel Miller, Brian Oliver? Two throw-ins, of course. Daniel Miller was committed to Georgia Bulldogs.
If you listen to Pollock and Bell a couple weeks back, which you can every Monday through Friday from 4 to 7, right here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone, they actually talked to Coach Paul Hewitt, and he was saying that how excited he is for Daniel Miller, a guy who might not play a lot this year, but in his sophomore, junior, and senior is going to be a real player. 6'10", 235, just imagine when he hits the weight room. He's going to grow and grow and grow, and once LaWall and Favors are gone, this is going to be his team down low. And this is really going to break Georgia Bulldog fans' hearts. This guy didn't go to the Dogs.
Brian Oliver, a kid I haven't seen much of. I know he's a dynamic shooter. I'm not sure he's ready. Camion Holsey was a guy I loved until he tore his ACL. He's out for the year, 6'7", 190 pounds. Good player in the future.
Who are they targeting? Because I want to move on to Georgia.
Jason Morris is a kid out of Connecticut. Well, I think he's ranked top 20 shooting guards in the country. But he is a truly... exceptional athlete, great at getting to the bucket, and if you look at the guys they got, let's say they hit every one of their prospects they landed from 2009. Let's say they hit on every one of them. They still don't have a guy like Jason Morris who can take the ball to the bucket and really just a dominant physical athlete. They don't have any of those guys. He's looking at Clemson. Of course, he's visiting Tech the first weekend of November, so that's someone to watch out for. And then Tobias Harris, a kid out of New York, good friends with Javon Pinkston, who's also looking at Tennessee. They're both looking at Tennessee, and for that reason, I give Tennessee the edge. But he hasn't cut his list to less than 11, so it's hard to know. But he's a top five player in the entire country, plays the power forward position, but he's got more three, small forward skills than anything.
Kind of like a James Harden from Arizona State.
He's bigger though, and he's got. And here's the thing: the difference is he's got the ability.
6'8", 220. That's about
he's got the ability to gain a lot more weight is the thing, and he'll play the four in college. But he's a very, very, very skilled player for that size, and will become a much more physical player. He's a guy to watch out for. Kentucky, Louisville, all the big schools around him. Moving on to Georgia, who do you think they bring back other than Trey Tompkins? I don't know Trey Tompkins,
who was obviously their best player last season, even though he's just a freshman. He went and played for the United States in the U.S. Worlds, I believe, was the star of that team. They also bring back their point guard, Dustin Ware, of North Cobb Christian. He's a guy that's going to come back. Travis Leslie, if he can get his academic affairs in order, he is a dynamic athlete, which I'm excited about. Could be the next Dominique Wilkins. Showed great flash last year. You know, who else they bring back? Albert Jackson's hurt right now. They don't bring back a lot, but right. It's a new team, and that might be not be the worst thing in the world that they don't bring back a lot, because this new coach, Mark Fox, can mold the guys that did come back, that didn't leave the program, Zach Swansea.
Right.
These guys that didn't leave the program, that stuck around, they're going to buy into what Mark Fox is saying, and that's great. You know, they've got this one kid in there, DeMario Mayfield, and also Vincent Williams, who's the late signing. Vincent Williams is a guy that when he signed with Georgia – that's going to be one of the most underrated signings.
I love him.
In the conference.
I don't know if he's ready. I don't know how ready he is. He's a smaller guy. He only weighs.
Well, he's not
going
to be
pounds.
Asked to come in and start. He's right. going to ask to come in and be the microwave to get hot in a hurry.
I really do believe he's a star. I really truly believe that. And I love
he's a junior.
Save Marlon Brown. They only brought in two guys. Marlon Brown isn't going to play, or he won't be a fake. DeMario Mayfield to me is also a really. Yeah. They only brought in two guys and they weren't big. Name guys, but they're both, to me, I've seen both. Those guys are really quality recruits. Mayfield, just a really good scorer, all-around scorer, and I like him for that reason. Targets, you said it. Mark Fox is a much better recruiter than anyone they've had, you know, than Felton had been, you know, I mean.
Felton, for whatever reason, decided not to sign in-state guys. He went after Sundiata Gaines in New York. He went after guys in Texas, guys right. in California. Why just not close the borders of the state?
And we talked about how Fox, you know, really wanted Golden, who I don't think that recruitment's over with. Although Bruce Pearl's a monster in the recruiting world, and the fact that he's gotten him.
Go after the Kendrick kid.
Right. They're going to go after Jalon Kendrick, no doubt. Sean Kemp Jr., who committed to Alabama but then yep. went to Hargrave Military, is an option. Very athletic, big, strong. He's tentative, but he shows the skill he would need. He has the potential.
High school coaches aren't exactly good at bringing that out. A college coach is pretty good at that. And one target that you don't have on this list that, I mean, it's pie in the sky, much like you said, Marlon Brown, which he's never going to play. Pie in the sky would be Brandon Boykin, the starting cornerback for the Georgia Bulldog football team. I had a chance to watch this guy a few years back at Fayette County High School. This guy, even though he's 5'9", can jump out of the gym. He threw a dunk down so nasty on Columbia, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, he's an amazing athlete, period. Other name to keep an eye on is Katie Lalane, 6'9", power forward out of Orlando. He's looking at VCU, Mississippi, and Georgia. He's going to make his decision here in the coming weeks. Very athletic. Another kid who just blew up in the last couple months, you know, an active player, has a ton of potential, and we'll see. I think he's going to end up at Mississippi, but Georgia's a definite option. Hey. Real quick, before we get to a quick break, you think it's a problem that neither of these schools have commitments yet?
No.
Neither of them have a single commitment. You think it's still early?
It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'd be more worried if I was Georgia Tech, because Mark Fox is a new coach.
Right. See, I think I'd be more worried if I were Georgia, because they need more. But that's, you know, yeah. I agree. I think they both have the potential to improve. Anyway, we got to get
They're
to another.
They're both fine.
We got to get to another commercial break. When we come back, though, Lowndes offensive tackle / guard Ed Christian will be joining the program. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 Zone, Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Score Atlanta and Georgia Public Broadcasting webcast a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com. This week, Tucker taking on Southwest DeKalb.
Football.
We have something of a football team here ourselves, you know.
West Durham.
Tony Barnhart.
Glenn Pascarelli.
And Vince Dooley.
The best local experts in college and pro football.
And part of the reason football lives here. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
High school football season is kicked off. The Touchdown Club of Atlanta promotes and recognizes the best student athletes in high school and college. Join the Touchdown Club of Atlanta, Fox 5 Sports, 790 The Zone, and Score Atlanta every Monday at Fox Sports Grill for an entertaining luncheon hosted by Fox 5 Sportscasters Ken, Buck, or Karen. Every week, a great ACC or SEC head coach will headline the luncheon, and high school athletes and head coaches will be awarded for their performance. For more information or for a listing of guest speakers, log on to touchdownatlanta.com.
Hey there, I'm a squirrel, and it ain't easy being a squirrel these days. We got high acorn prices, trees getting foreclosed, and people driving around with old shocks. Adds about 10 feet to your stopping distance. Bad news for us squirrels. So make our lives easier by replacing your shocks. Come on, I still got to put 43 kids through college.
Take it from a squirrel. New shocks help your vehicle stop sooner. Monroe, ride safe. And September 1st through October 31st, 2009, purchase 4 qualifying Monroe shocks or struts and get up to $80 back by mail-in rebate. Restrictions apply. Promotion details available at savingsquirrels.com.
On an all-new 24/7, Manny Pacquiao and Miguel Cotto face off with Max Kellerman.
You won your first belt as a flyweight, and then you move up in every division and dominate, dominate, dominate. Now you're fighting someone who many consider the best welterweight in the world.
Miguel is a strong fighter, he's a good fighter.
We're planning for a strategy that we can use in the fight.
Does it ever cross your mind, maybe this guy is too big?
Miguel is bigger than me, and you have to use your speed in the right way.
He has used his timing to offset speed. He also has maybe the most debilitating punch in boxing. How do you prepare to face him?
I'm a challenger here in this fight, and he's a champion. It's very dangerous, difficult. I want a more action, good fight. This is a once-in-a-lifetime fight.
24/7, Pacquiao Cotto. Saturday nights, only on HBO.
This is Tony Gonzalez of your Atlanta Falcons and proud Ford owner, and I want to thank everyone for their warm welcome to this great city. So I teamed up with my friends at Ford to give away free Tony Gonzalez Fatheads. That's right, free life-sized wall decals that you can't find anywhere else, but exclusively at your participating local Ford dealer, and free with any test drive. Quantities are limited. Go to defendthedome.com to learn more and play free online video games. There you get to virtually drive a Ford F-150 or Flex as you race through Atlanta to get to the Dome on time. So check it out and see if you can drive the distance.
Make it through that, then you get to become me, John Abraham, and defend the Dome. 4 sacks and 4 downs, and you could be one of this week's winners of autographed jerseys, footballs, tickets, and more, all courtesy of your local Ford dealer.
Go to your local Ford dealer today for a free Tony Gonzalez Fathead.
And visit DefendTheDome.com for free online video games.
Ford.
Defend the Dome.
The Hot Morning Show.
Mayhem in the AM.
The Hawks' Marvin Williams bet UNC football.
When you were at Carolina, what was the football team like?
They were cool.
They knew they couldn't compete with you guys. Record-wise, were they okay the one year you were there? You remember?
They made a bowl game. They made a bowl game. They went 6-6.
Morning 6 to 11. On 790 The Zone.
We are back and better than ever on Sports Radio 79 of the Zone. Of course, you're listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. I, Scott the Brain Janovitz, joined as always by Doc Proc Fletcher Proctor, and now joined by Lowndes offensive tackle slash guard Ed Christian. Ed, are you there, and how are things going on what is a rainy Tuesday night?
Yeah, everything's going pretty good. Just got home and good from practice. Just got settled from practice.
There you
pretty
go.
Good.
Sounds
pretty
good, man. Sounds good. Let's jump right into things. Before we talk Auburn, and I know you just recently gave Gene Chizik and the Tigers your verbal commitment, let's talk a little about Florida State, because you were committed there for a while. What made you want to make your decision so early to begin with, when you first gave Florida State your verbal commitment?
Because growing up in Thomasville, Georgia, that was the closest college team to me, and that's all I knew as a youngin. So I knew I wanted to be a Seminole for the longest. So that's what I did.
You know, talk a little about, you know, what led you to second guess that commitment. Of course, maybe about a month ago, you decommitted from the Seminoles. Talk a little about your reasons for doing so, and just what was going on inside your head.
Inside my head, I started opening up, because started thinking about what would be best for me these next 4 or 5 years of my life. You know what I'm saying? At the college level, I was thinking about what would be better. So, I mean, I gave everybody else a chance to recruit me too, trying to get a feel for everybody and seeing what's going to be good for me these next couple of years.
So what was it about Auburn, I guess, that pushed them over the top, over the likes of Clemson or Florida State, Florida, Alabama, Tennessee? What made Auburn stand out above the rest?
I got to say the coaching staff and the players. I mean, the facilities ain't got nothing to do with it. It's just the overall truthfulness of the coaches and stuff.
Yeah, now, Ed, you were one of those guys, once you decommitted from Florida State, who really talked a lot about wanting to wait until signing day just to make sure you made the right decision, but of course you didn't. Talk about what changed your mind and made you want to commit to Auburn on the spot.
Because the overall atmosphere, and like I said, the coaches and the players, it's a whole nother level. It's a whole nother level than what I've been to a lot of schools, not on officials, but just when I went for my unofficial the first time, I could tell the difference between the team. It's more of a family environment, I'm saying.
Yeah, is and that I, the... Myself, if you were to compare your visits to Auburn and Florida State, What would you say, obviously you said family atmosphere. What else was really different that, you know, that sold you on Auburn?
It really wasn't nothing. Like, it was just the coaches and the atmosphere mostly, and the players come and talk to you or whatever, talk to you, associate with you, and they have real, real loyal fans.
We're being joined by Lowndes offensive tackle Ed Christian, a member of the AJC Super 11 before the season started. And obviously now that you will be an Auburn Tiger, you'll be coached by Gene Chizik over there on the Plains. I guess, if you don't mind, what's the difference between Gene Chizik and Bobby Bowden? Is one more laid back? Is one more hands-on? And if so, is that maybe did that go into your decision on picking the Auburn Tigers?
I mean, I really never got a chance to sit down and talk to Bobby Bowden like that. But Gene Chizik, he's a real straightforward guy. He's real straightforward. He talks. He doesn't just say something just to get you there. He kept asking me, am I sure this is what I want to do? Am I sure I want to become an Auburn Tiger? And, I mean, he's a straightforward guy.
Yeah, and, of course, Gene Chizik is an important guy because, as everyone knows, he's the head coach over there. But two of the coaches you spent most of your time with were Coach Looper and Coach Grimes. Talk about what type of coaches they are and how important they were in your decision.
That was really important. Coach Looper made sure everything was laid out for me.